Gonna go on daf. Masechet Avodah Zarah daf Yud Beis. We're gonna mitalf. Gonna test him out to begin Zimora. The Mahad Yisrael Ape. Well, maybe the Jew's gonna turn his face around away, and then the non-Jew's gonna put non kosher into his pot. So it says, Timothy has to take a second look. He says, if you're going to say, Maishma Mishari Surum Diamo, why is it different than all other prohibitions in the Torah? The Shari Beyetim and Nichnas, like Mort says later on, the Samachal Medalf, that as long as Jews coming and going in and out, we're not concerned. So here he turns his face away and suddenly we're concerned for non kosher being mixed in. The Hashem says, you can say, no, the Hadar Shin Baal Beyetim and Nichnas, this that we usually say that as long as the Jews coming and going, that's okay. Hainu Hechad Nitvas Kaganav, that's if the non Jew would be considered and caught as a thief in Matzah Yisrael, if the Jew would find him what he's doing, but Tavali Ladin, and we'd bring him to court, and that the non Jew wouldn't want to get involved with. Allah, but here, Yochel Litchav Hakav Shal Nevel, but Kedera, here he has a non kosher spoon over here that he could just stick into the Jew's pot, but yeah, I mean, he could say, Lahak, it says Tavashilchan Niskabanti, all I want to do is mix it, that it shouldn't get burnt, and that he wouldn't be like caught as any ganav, and therefore that we would be concerned with such a situation. Or you know, another project is that here we can talk about where it's a dish of guess the lemertis mine, where he's not afraid of him, and the reason is because he's not a resident that he's afraid of being prosecuted. Now the Rava, according to Rava, who says a different pshat, what are you going to say? You could say that the shari yitzah benichnas. You could say that the truth is the fact that someone comes and goes is permitted afilabachsinoy, even by guess. And mishamach lemaisi ra'ayim bustin nevela. That's why it doesn't bring a proof from, as he disagrees with the bayah, from non kosher meat ledemiabutis kachav miyadav kachavim to the money of the idol worshippers in the hands of the idol worshippers. Tasma v'kachavim mirtas, because there the non Jew is afraid del machazile is going to see him at tabalei bedina and he's going to bring him to court, and which is not the case over here, and therefore that's why that would be the pshat in Rava. How he disagrees with Abaya, and it was pashat to him that Yisrael Yetzim Nichtas would permit even when the Jew and the non-Jew are guests, which you cannot compare to the Bas Nevela, to the Mois of the Avodah Zarah in the hand of a guy, because there the non-Jew is afraid that maybe the Jew is going to see him mixing it in and he's going to bring him to court. Next test matter begins Gemara. And the non-Jew will throw a non-kosher piece into his pot. Pirshri, he explains, Shadi Basa Kachusha Shalai, meaning why would he do such a thing? He'll throw his lean meat into the Jew's pot. Vashaka Basa Shemain, he'll take the Jew's fatty piece, so that he could, you know, get some profit. That's why we would be concerned with such a thing. Bachinam, but for no good reason, G'day Lahakshalas Yisrael, just to cause the Jew to stumble in eating on kosher, Loi Chashin, we're not concerned. Afil Ha'ilich L'merochik, even if the Jew would go far away. And Viraya, the proof is middle come on. From later on, Perek Shein, Dav Lamadama Beis, Kabehi Arva, the Muryasa. There was this boat of Muryas, the Lechayish, the Taruvas, Chama, were concerned for mixing in of wine. Kivin the Kista, the Muryasa, Baluma, Pirish, in other words, Bezuza. And the Kista, the Chama, is Barba, Lumi, Pirish, Bar Bezuzi. And so, in other words, we see that we're not concerned that he's going to go ahead and mix it in if there's no good reason for him to do it. And that's what we're talking about regarding that there's no concern that he'll add on wine and any place that you have a concern that you mix wine and murias, it's only because the wine is more expensive that we're not concerned for that also. And for that reason, we leave every single day. There is alanu our pots leshiv chaseinu oivdus kachavim for our non-Jewish maidservants. We're not concerned she can put nakosher. What for what point? They wouldn't just be machshel yid. Next test matter begins gemara the kavasal chanami that so too here also loichashel chachamim ledmei avdus kachavim yarav kachavim. They weren't concerned for the monies by the idol worshipper, the monies of the idol by the idol worshippers. Pitcher quenches. Rashi explains. In other words, the name of it, you would say the dam halalu this money shulikeh mehen that he's taking from them basazu that they're buying this meat shall b'nei toichahein is really from the people of the city. Ukvar hein nekram lovitz kechavim and this money was already used to sacrifice for avaydazara and therefore vasrum the rest of this money is biblically forbidden. That's like it says in the pasuk lead like biyotchem uma that it shouldn't be connected to you anything. That's what you would have thought would be a problem. So it sounds like the Labai Nami that according to Baya also im Habi Yadin and Bivadi that yeah, if we would definitely know Shem Shalbat's Kachabim that it is from the idol worshipping, Asrin it would be forbidden. But Vashani Hachir, it's if Shem Shalbat's Kachabim because they weren't concerned for that. And the Rabbi Kondra Rava, for Lamechash Cheshinan, no, that even for concerning, we are concerned, Vasens can be forbidden. So it says, Bekash is difficult. Come on, Perek Beis, the Gemara later on, the Samagdam and Alf, and the Masach Mastarba, but they discuss the Kamar. The Gemara says, Hadi Yasviv Kamibailu, they subsequently sat down, they asked, the money of the idols in the hands of the idol worshippers, Asurin and Matarn, is it prohibited or permitted? Masker of Nachman, the Matarn of Nachman, because that's permitted. Maisarai, Masneen, and bring a Rayam from the Braisa. That Ivy Kachavim Shahaya Naisha by Yisrael Mana, a non-Jew, that the Jew is a creditor for 100 dinar. A mocha by Kachavim, and the non-Jew sells Vehibli Amois and brings him the money, which is permitted. And so you see that the money is not a problem. Now, B'Shem Mishum Hach Kusha, Pesha Gunja, maybe it's for that reason that Rashi explains, the Me Avitz Kachavim, the money of the Avitz Kachavim, Shinekravim Hoy Lavitz Kachavim, that is actually a sacrifice of Avitz Zara. And below Domela, he the Perek Beis is not similar to what's there in the second Perek. The Rotzayin L'Modira means Chalifa Avitz Kachavim. It just means what the money that was exchanged for it. Chalifa Avitz Kachavim in Asurim. That's not forbidden. Like Chalifa Yisrael, when a Jew exchanges, but you're right, when the non-Jew exchanges the money for Avitz Zara, that's Mitzvah that's going to be permitted. So that would make sense that Rashi says it specifically regarding Takrebus. But Mi Akash, but says what difficult is that Philah having the Krebin Lavitz Kachabim, even if the money would have been sacrificed to Avodah Zarah, Ein Masrum, they're not forbidden, because being Avodah Shanasa came Panim, you need that it's Avodah for Avodah Zarah, that's similar to what's done in the base of Migdash. Come on, Perek Rishmal, like the Mar says later on, Dafnin Alpha and Alf. Zarak Makalafanev, someone throws a stick in front of it, Chayib, then they're liable, Mishum, the darker Bakach, because that's the norm. Now, but the stick does not become forbidden because being the Tekrivus came to them because it has to be something that's like a sacrifice the way it's done in the base of Midrash. But like, and you don't have that. So how is this money forbidden? There's other interpretation Rashi has. That we quoted before. It's pushing to say that they didn't hear this brisa. But kash, another difficulty is Perek Beis. I heed the Perek Emamid and later on the Vlamigilam and Algebra, Beholch and Latarfus, Tarnabom, in the brisa. He saw Ilichli ritual of Kechav Machulu. The Jew goes to the fear of the non Jews, etc. Ivid Kechavim, Shailichli Rid. And then it talks about non-Jew going to the fear, bim balicha, bim chazar, whether on his way there or the way back. We see ma'isim utarm, his money is permitted. The minute we say, emer, chamrazav, and glimazav, and it could be he bought clothing and wine. Mashma sounds like avayz kachavim zavin, but if he bought avayz zar, also be forbidden. Amos, you see, chalif avayz kachav masurin, that the exchange of the non-Jew's money is prohibited. Which that's difficult, like we mentioned before, that we said that's not forbidden. So Pesha Ben Tami says that he the Perek Beis, the Gemara later on the Samadam and Af, the Shari Khalifa Abiz Kachavim that permits the exchange of the Avodah Zarah for the money. Hain Ba'ib Kachavim Shapriya Chayvai, it's talking about an idol worshiper that it pays up his debt, Medmei Abiz Kachavim Shamachar, from the money of Avodah Zarah that he sold. The Hain Dam and Abiz Kachavim Tefes the Mad, this that you say that Avodah Zarah, its money captures its essence also. Hain Mavisachem Kamayu, that's from the Pasig. And the Gemara brings this later on of Nandal and Beis, that the abomination should be like it. Behind the davka kishachlifa Yisrael, that's specifically if a Jew exchanges it. Aval kishachlifa ibn kachavim, but when the non-Jew exchanges it, lo yishayach, that wouldn't be applicable. And some gesoyes have over there here the words begamin ein chashash bois nadam. There's also no concern with those money mishum lifnei ivro leisit michshol and b'shem yikich ben abedizar acheres shahir parim b'chayv because he paid up for his debt. Aval hocha, but over here, b'perikim amidin, later on the Talmud Gimel Alf, Ma'ir, that's the Moshe b'kechavim, Mekatz Adam, and Letzorech b'ez kechav Ma'acheres. Non-Jew set aside money for some other Avodah Zarah, L'kachas from Adam, and therefore the money is going to be forbidden over there. And this is what we can say, the Bai Kama Hocha, Bai says over here, to Lechosh L'Bnei Chutzalah, that we're not concerned with those who live in the suburbs, Mishum Demi Avodah Zekechavim, because of the money of the Avodah Zarah, Hola B'nei Teicha Aser, but the people in the city would be forbidden, Mishum Demi Avodah Zekechavim, because of the money of the Avodah Zarah. Maishnum L'Kaman, Perek Eimam Eden over there, the Baskin, that the Gemara Paskins, Be'im Echamer Zavin Glima Zavin, maybe you say that, no, he bought wine, and maybe bought a garment, but Chanami Namach, one says, he's going to go be here, Be'im Otir should be permitted after Lidum Sheb B'nei Teicha, and people that live in the city.
Vayim Rid Risa is Nadach, may be rich who kavu aliknis tashmish abizgichav mitzrachah. Come on, it's a fear, especially for the elements of avodah zara and what it needs. Also, therefore, for the members of the shevet, forbidden to kolmech, you have to be concerned with the bezkachavim for the money of avodah zara. But also, there's meir biyarid shein the kavul kach. That's not meant for that, and therefore, fikachish litlis that we could suspend. But by saying that glimazavim that it may be bought a garment. But Rabbi Paul Gvamer, Rabbi disagrees, and he says, if we have to be concerned with the money of avodah zara, shahaya yirid os lekach. That the fear was made for that chashim we be considered available chutzla even what's outside of that. Our Rabbi holds the only rid also that the fear is not meant for that. Mishamim made me by land, and the question was regarding the day of the holiday, and therefore it's a whole different discussion according to Rabbi. And it says Matz begins Gemara Kamokim Shalsu Chachamim Neimaras Ayn Luchulu. Wherever the sage says Vebinim Neimaras Ayn, it's in all places. He says the ain't halacha grab. We don't rule like Rav that it's forbidden in all places. But non perikshin the chulin from that we learned in chulin of memav manav look within places that ubeshukli asakein that you shouldn't do this in the marketplace. Shaleichak amidim, you shouldn't be imitating the heretics. It sounds like it's only out in the open. Voit nam shabbos wislam mishmasach shabbos of kumenbavam and beis shodchem mechama. You could spread out in the sun. Abalikin egadam not in front of other people. Amalei asu b'chatzer. Obviously, it's not forbidden in your own private courtyard. Avikav the b'shuk asur neimar sa'ain. Even though in the street it is forbidden because of marasain. Says kach kibalti b'shabbos. That's how I received on shabbos from P.U. Meiri achasid from my pious teacher. But teis rabbi Yehud mitzasi. I found that near Lari. It appears to be the Hilchas like a Rav. The Halacha is like Rav. Because the priest is b'shabbos perik mamisha on daf samachim and over the end of Maschal Amar. That it's not a raya from there. That could be that when it's in the courtyard, someone will say that you had a different intention. So not because no one will see you, just because they won't have an element of maras ayin. No, it says not to begin the word. The Gemara v'amir b'yudim rab b'chulu that wherever the Chacham said maras ayin is even b'chadr chadar. Now the avgav the pligid by tanoi even though it's a machlekes in the perig b'meisha and shabbos davas amad dal mebeis. So what are you asking? I'm come welcome the boy letards. But we didn't want to answer the Pliga Hachbaris al-Rabbi, who did that, would be disagreeing with him. And therefore, the Gemara is asking it as a question.